I greet you this evening very warmly, you who have come from near and far to hear God's word together with us. We welcome all of you, also those who are joining us online. We are grateful that the Lord is still the same. We believe that He is present tonight because we are gathered in His precious name. Our prayer is, may the Lord come to His right. May He help all of us. It's very humid tonight, not comfortable at all. But please remember, our brother has to preach afterward. May the Lord bless him. May He strengthen him, lead him. And may He help us all tonight. For a start, let us sing perhaps two songs. We start with song number 25. Hymn number 25. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. 25.
Amazed in the presence of Jesus Nazarene. A sinner condemned, unclean. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful it my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He cried out, I will but die. Here lie the tears of his graves, but sweat drops of blood for mine. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful in my soul shall ever be. Sorrows he made in his very own. He bore the burden to carry and suffered and died alone. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful in my soul shall ever be. Oh, how wonderful is my Savior's
faithful.
Amen. Praise and thanks. This is a fact. Oh, wonderful, how wonderful. And my song shall ever be. Also tonight. And in the last stanza we have sung, when with the ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see. This is our living hope. This we are waiting for. That this becomes a divine reality. We believe it. But we want to experience it. As we want to experience every promise which he has given us in Jesus Christ. As the second hymn, let us sing
Lied
27, At the Cross, hymn 27. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for sinners such as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. Was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Thy body slain, sweet Jesus, thy tears and death in its own blood, while all exposed to wrath divine, glorious sufferer stood. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can never repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Thank you. Also to this, we may say amen to it. At the cross, there the morning broke through to me. Is this not true? Have we not experienced this? And the eye of the blind was opened. Did he not open our spiritual eyes for that what he is doing today, in our days? For his precious revealed word. We are grateful to God for everything. Also tonight, we believe that he will help us. And he will strengthen our faith. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read us a well-known word from 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, from verse 18. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 18. But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay, For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yea and nay, but in him was yes. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. Every promise which he has given to us in Christ Jesus is yes and amen. There's no doubt. There's no perhaps. No, it is yes and amen. We are trust in it also tonight. The Lord is present. We have his promise. May he manifest himself in our midst by manifesting and confirming his word. Do you want this? Not many. Do we not all want that the Lord confirms his word and speaks to us? That he comes to his right? That he saves the lost? That he heals the sick? And he delivers the captives? May the perfect salvation of Calvary, the perfect victory be manifested in our midst tonight for the glory of his name. Praise and thanks. Now let us stand up for prayer. Lord and God, to you be the thanks and the adoration for the grace and for the faithfulness, for the privilege that we can be here tonight. Lord in heaven, as we have heard, to us the message, the salvation was preached to us in Christ Jesus. It's not a yes and no, but it's a yes and amen. We thank you that you have so much patience with each one of us and that you shed your precious blood for us. As we have sung it, it flows for every one of us as the stream, as the river, to give us all redemption and to sanctify us before you. Please bless us. Bless your worshiping people worldwide. Also those who are joining us online right now. You know every heart. You know every desire. Every need, every trouble. We bring it to you. And you alone are the one who is and who was and who is to come. The Almighty One. Lord, we thank you that we in perfect trust can look upon you. You didn't make empty words. You have said it yourself. Your word. Everything shall pass away, yes. But my word shall not pass away. That's what you said. They remain forever. Thank you, Lord. So we ask you, Lord, bless all who are listening now, young and old, great and little. Lord in heaven, and in particular, speak and touch every heart which has not yet recognized you. Please speak once more. Please speak and deliver everyone, as it was prayed, from everything. Oh God, please bless also him whom you appointed to give out your word as the food, strengthen, lead, guide him, and give grace, Lord. We, the listeners, that we receive the word and that we give you the glory for it. Amen. You may be seated. Let us sing a couple of choruses as a assembly. Page 40. They come from the east and west. Number one. They come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar to feast with the king, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine. We have sung by faith. Now let us sing number 5. We'll give the glory to Jesus.
We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. And tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus.
Number 2, I love him, I love him.
I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Love him, I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Amen. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. Also, this time, we want to extend greetings to you. Many greetings have come in. Those who are joining us, they greet us every time, today, without city, without country, just the brothers, just Isai and Joseph, beginning with sister and brother Anderson from New Zealand, our brother Lotika from Australia, and from India, brother Mashi, from South America, from Bolivia, brother Elias Bautista, and from French Guiana, brother Mamil, from the United States of America, brother Moses Young, and brother Ellen. From Finland, brother and sister Holviti, from Russia, Brother Alexander, from the Ukraine, in general from the brothers and sisters, two sisters, Sister Tatiana and Miroslava, from Moldavia, the brother and sister from the capital Chisinau, and from Armenia, Brother Argam, Brother Armen, and Brother Sargis, from the Czech Republic, Brother Joschka, from Romania, Brother Christian, from Serbia, Brother Shinishar, from Bulgaria, just general greetings without mentioning names, from Hungary, our Brother Ferry, from France, Brother Aline, here from Germany, Brother Müller, and Brother Karl Heinz, and from Switzerland, our Brother Baumgartner. Also all the phone calls are included. From Israel, Brother Grazian is greeting us. From Italy, Brother Francesco Gerlando and Gianfranco. And from Portugal, Brother Oleg. Then from Africa, beginning with Benin, Brother Charles. From Zambia, Brother Yaniki. From Ghana, Brother Hempel. From Rwanda, Brother Leo, from Kenya, our Brother Nyagi, and from Burkina Faso, Brother Bare, then from Uganda, Brother Elia, Brother Claver, and then from the two refugee camps, the brothers Obed, Letur, and Shalom, from the Ivory Coast, Esmel,
Gaudi,
Gutenberg, Richer, Brother Jacques, and the elders of the church from the capital, Yamoussoukro, from South Africa, Brother Thabo, Brother Alec, Brother Bruce, Brother Leonard,
Aaron,
Brother Lotika, Mutika, Brother Lupondo, Brother Zulu, and finally, from the Congo, Brother Christoph,
Alberto,
Eli, Antoine, Sadi, David,
Sylvain,
Patrick, Brother Mbie, Brother Mamba, and Brother Ngonga. All the brothers and sisters are greeting us, and they wish us God's richest blessing. They are all joining us, and they hear also what God has to say. May the Lord give us grace in this hour that we are prepared. Now, perhaps, let us sing a chorus, only believe, and then we will hear.
Only believe, all things are possible. Only believe.
To the Lord be the thanks for the word of introduction. All the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, Amen. The Lord has become surety for it. When in the Old Testament, He says, "I swear by myself." we may really rely on God and God's word and God's promises. With all our hearts, we can rely on it and we can know whatever He promised, this will happen. And Abraham is, of course, called the father of faith, who received the first promise, and in him should all nations be blessed, all who believe God's promises, just as he has received the promise for him, not looking on circumstances, but looking on the Lord who gave him the promise. And the same, all true believers in all nations and tongues must do. Children of promise, believe what God promised, and they see it then fulfilled. Brother Thomas, he of course extended all the greetings from our brothers worldwide. Also I, just briefly, I would like to welcome a few brothers here. Actually all from the Scandinavian countries, from Eastern Europe, from Western Europe, yes, from the USA, from Africa, also our brother Christian from Cape Town, who is here with his wife for a visit. God bless you, God bless you, in our midst. Then we have one brother in our midst from England, who came with his wife for the first time. He's here. God bless you. Yes, there are some here for the first time. And we just welcome you in a very special way. You, of course, have come to hear God's holy and precious word. Then we have our brother Emmanuel in our midst, who has the responsibility for India. He comes, of course, from India. Now more than 20 years he stays in Europe, but his heart is still in India. And we're just grateful to the Lord. Where's brother Emmanuel? Please stand up so that we can see you. Where are you?
God bless you. God bless you in a very special way.
Yes, we are grateful to the Lord God for all brothers worldwide who carry the precious and holy word, passing it on, giving out the spiritual food. In case we forgot someone, Brother Tati told me, whom shall I welcome still? Just all who are here today. And if we didn't greeted one another yet, I ask you now, at the end of the service, to come to the front, so that we can shake hands with one another, wishing one another God's blessing with all our hearts. We are grateful to the Lord for this place which He has given unto us, for the opportunity that we really can come from near and far, coming together. And if I then think on our brother from India, 1964, the first missionary trip to India, because Brother Branham gave me the connection to the evangelist there. And he told me, should you once go and travel to India, here is the name of the man the address, who was blessed in the meetings in Bombay, who then came to the USA and who was baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Branham Tabernacle. And so, God has opened the doors in all peoples, tongues, and nations. Today, we have a brother David in our midst, from the Congo, from the DRC, from Kinshasa. And he reminded me on 1975, that was still called Zaire, the Belgic Congo. And he says, 1975, I was present when you came to Kinshasa, and Dr. Mbie and the other brothers who were also there. Where are you? Please stand up. Where is the brother? Brother David.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, we can go from country to country, from city to city. And the Lord had everywhere open hearts and open doors so that the last message could be brought there. Now, just briefly, let me say the following. We had a visit on the second weekend in August, namely a visit from Israel. Naomi was here with her husband. They gave a brief report. They have survived the Holocaust in Poland. Their relatives, their parents, died in the Holocaust. They gave a testimony. And they, of course, invited us to Israel. And they said, if you could come once more, we would be very happy. And then we just said, if it is the will of the Lord, then we are coming. From Monday, the 9th of March next year, perhaps up to the 19th or 20th of March. She just wants to show us what we have not seen yet there. And especially it's on her heart that we once again are in the Knesset, also in the greeting the president, and that we are there. We just lay it before the Lord. He will make all things well. Then we have received the news. I already said it in Zurich. It's of course always about Israel, about the contract, the treaty, about the two-state solution. And we all know the Holy Scripture, Zechariah 2, verse 16, Joel 3, verse 3 and 4, and all the Scriptures from the prophets, whether Isaiah, whether Jeremiah, whether Ezekiel, all the prophets, they prophesied and foretold that the Lord, at the end of days, that he will gather his people Israel from all nations in which it was scattered. He would gather them again. And this we of course witnessed since 1946 in particular, but also before that, as the people returned into the land of promise. And we also, time and again we said it, brothers and sisters, as sure as we must be in the promise, which God has given for this time, for the church, He has given it to see it fulfilled. So sure, the Jews must be in the land of promise. They cannot remain in New York. They cannot remain on Wall Street in the business. Whoever is ordained by God to by the ministry of the two prophets become a believer, and who then belongs to the elect multitude, he must be there where God's word is coming to fulfillment for Israel, namely in the land of promise. There God will fulfill his promise on his people. I noted down some scriptures, especially Isaiah 30, Isaiah 30, verse 26, that when the Lord God makes well the damage of his people, then the sun shall have the light sevenfold. And we see it. We see it where everything comes to. What is happening in our time? Whether the short report about Jakarta, the water is rising. All of Jakarta must be, because in two or three years it will stand in the water. Everything comes different as it is now. And we may experience and witness this last period of time. Everywhere something is happening, also in Brazil. We all heard of it. We heard of it, what is happening there. And whoever listens to the news once in a day, he of course receives an overall view of what is happening on the earth. And time and again, we may say anew, thanks be to the Lord who has opened our eyes, that we can recognize the time in which we are living, and that we can experience our preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ by His grace. Yes, the scriptures, which I noted down, also, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child. But we are grateful to God, and we time and again we can testify of it, and we can emphasize it, that we found grace in the sight of God. To me came also, the thought came to me, whomever God is gracious, to him is gracious, and on whom he has mercy, on him he has mercy. I of course look back to exactly 70 years, 1949, at the great International Pentecostal Conference in Hamburg. I participated there. From many countries, men have come. Yes, at that time, it were men of God who brought the word of God. Many were baptized in the Spirit. But what was in my heart at that time was, when it was spoken and reported of Brother Branham, 1949, that God has found a man through whom he can start the healing revival since 1946. He has just given it. And that extraordinary healing miracles took place. And I looked it up. Brother Branham, of course, in many countries, he prayed for the sick. And sometimes people came into the prayer line which didn't know, is this from God or is it not from God? And he truly, in all these years, 430 times in the prayer line, he had to ask the question, do you believe that I am God's prophet? And 460 times he asked the question, do you believe that I am God's servant? He just wanted that the people who came into the prayer line, they didn't think this way or that way, but that they really know whatever is happening here, this God is doing. And he was commissioned by God. If one hears that, all that, I of course heard it many years ago, but if one, time again, if one hears it anew, just very tremendous, how the presence of God was so confirmed by his grace. On the spot, it was confirmed. And then I'm just so grateful that I was an eye and ear witness, that I could experience and witness all that. Now, before we come into our word observation, we have to solve an international problem. You all know there are always brothers who just bring in and present false teachings, who cause splits and divisions. And of course, at the last weekend, we spoke about the doctrine, or we spoke about the thought that now the marriage takes place and the wedding feast takes place then in heaven. And I can really, I cannot stand them. Unscriptural teachings, I cannot stand it. I could really take the wooden stick, and I could really, the brothers who present false teachings, I could really hit them with that stick and send them home. Yes, just imagine now, the newest teaching, and it is taught in the biggest church, which is existing in the DRC. It's actually the best example that we have to be aware and that we have to pay attention and that we not come to our own thoughts and doctrines. Namely, the doctrine that the second coming of Christ took place already. That with Brother Branham, the second coming of Christ happened when the supernatural cloud descended, and that all who believe the message, that they have experienced already the second coming of Christ. My God, I tell you, you really feel otherwise. You really feel like vomiting. Especially in the DRC, there are more than 1 million who claim to believe the end-time message. Yes, 22,000 in the stadium, everywhere, thousands are in the stadium, in the church. And the man who has the greatest, the largest church, at least 12,000, he brought this doctrine. I brought with me the quotes of Brother Branham. With date, some quotes, with exactly what he said. And then, I brought it in context. And this brother in Kinshasa, I want that he hears now what is being said here. And that he finds his way back. That he finds grace with God. And that he repents in sackcloth and ashes. I have here the quotes of Brother Branham. The Lord comes three times. For the first time, he came to redeem the church. For the second time, he comes to take the church home. For the third time, he comes with the church. 2nd of October, 1957. Then already on the 25th of December, 1949, the same words, the Lord comes three times. He came for the first time to redeem the church. He comes for the second time to take the church home. And for the third time, he comes with the church to start the millennial reign. All these quotes, just from one quote to the other quote, we could go. And to it, one can place the emphasis on it, that Brother Branham was given, of course, the direct commission to bring the message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. How can such a man do such things? And when Paul says, whoever preaches another gospel which we have not preached unto you, let him be accursed. And when we then go to all the other scriptures in the New Testament, the Lord comes for the second time. You all can read it in Hebrews. We can read it in all the epistles. What takes place when the Lord returns to take his own home? And then one hears with what kind of joy. Then they say hallelujah and praise the Lord. Because they look on the man and they lost the divine orientation. We are not looking on a man, and we're not listening to what a man says. We are looking unto the Lord, and we are hearing that what the Lord has said in his word. In Hebrews 2, the Lord came for the first time to redeem us of sin, and he comes for the second time without any reference to sin, to take us home. How clear and how true is God's word? And then once again, the commission which the Lord has given to Brother Branham, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And then comes such an uncircumcised man and preaches the second coming of Christ. And is when we become believers and when the Lord takes dwelling in us. For me, incomprehensible. But that's how it is. When people want to be something, when they want to represent something, when they want to know something, then the enemy gives them thoughts. And they cause nothing but confusion. And whoever is sincere and honest, he knows precisely that it's not right like this. But that 21 scriptures refer to the second coming of Christ. And the word return is mentioned 17 times in them. And what will happen at that time? Namely, that the Lord himself shall descend with a shout, with a trump of God, with the voice of the archangel. And that the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we, who we are changed, together with them, will be taken up. I say it once again. May God give mercy to this man to come before the church and to read the quotes of the prophet whom he thinks to represent. He refers to him. Shall he please refer to the quotes which Brother Branham truly has made? Please forgive me when I have to say such things from the front here. But it's really about the whole world. And all shall once for all, they shall know that in the church of the living God, not a single false teaching can be there. Not a single one can be there. Not a single one. Only the true doctrine as it was left to us in the testament, in the divine certificate, divine document. That's how we believe it. And that's how we proclaim God's precious and holy word. And then comes the fulfillment. Whoever is of God heareth God's word. And if we then mention one point which hurts very much, if we add one point, we have to add it. In the headquarters, in Jeffersonville, it was proclaimed now that nothing needs to be read anymore. Nothing needs to be printed anymore. That all have to just listen to the direct voice of God from the sermons which the man of God preached many years ago. In all the countries, it shall no more be printed. Nothing shall be, no literature. All shall be connected now to hear the direct voice of God. Because they, of course, made Revelation 10, verse 7, as the voice of God. And William Branham, they made God out of William Branham. If one looks at all these things, beloved, really, you really feel otherwise. But let us thank the Lord God who is watching over his own, and his own shall not fall prey to a command from a headquarter. We are connected with God and connected with God's word. And in it, we remain for all eternity. Because it's written, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away. Also about this, I write it in my new circular letter. In 2 weeks it will be finished. I speak about it. That just everything was misinterpreted and the people were misled. I hardly can stand it. It gives me sleepless nights. It just takes me the appetite. When I think about that the greatest ministry which took place since the days of our Lord, it happened on the earth, that the people then are not remain sober and clear in their minds, but then they present one interpretation after the other, misleading the people. Yes. But let us thank the Lord God. You all know what I said now. Just forget it. Just thank the Lord for what the Lord has given to us. May all those who are concerned, who are all over the earth, especially on the African continent, may all take it to heart. And please, let me mention this once more. In no country on earth I was welcomed so much as there in Africa. And this out of one reason. Because the brothers in the sermons of Brother Branham, they have read that God showed him the German eagle, which was flying through all over Africa. And in that moment, when they were reading this, you all know, it happened in June 1955 in Zurich. And Brother Branham said, it was one of the most tremendous and wonderful experiences which God had given him when he saw the German eagle flying through Africa. But afterward, there came an English horse rider. He comes right after him. And that's how it is. When the true word is preached, then the enemy comes right behind. That's how it is written also in Matthew 13. But God takes care of it. God takes care that the true children of God are the true divine seed. And every seed brings forth after its own kind. And that there's no mingling, no mixing between the seeds. Either we are the word seed or we are fallen prey for an interpretation. Let us thank the Lord once again for it, that we found grace in the sight of God. And that the misunderstandings are just taken out of the way. They have to be taken out. And the more thankful we are that the Lord has opened our understanding for the Scripture. And that, as he himself asked, did you understand all this? And they said, yes, Lord. May I ask today, have we understood all that what the Lord has said to us through His Word? Did we receive it with all our hearts? Did we really receive it in our hearts? Is there a direct connection that what God has said in His Word, that we really receive and accept it with all our hearts? Now, let us read from the Epistle of Peter, just a couple of verses, from 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 5, who are kept by the power of God, through faith, unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, kept from all errors, kept from all deceptions, kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Ready to be revealed in the last time. Just imagine. There was also one point. Somebody, one can just shake your head. Sheesh. Somebody in the Old Testament, he has read something. In Psalms 2, verse 7. Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee. And he just claims now that on that day, on that things were said, today I have begotten you, this was the day on which the son was begotten. It is incomprehensible how Satan has twisted the head of the people. The word today we read in Hebrews 3, Hebrews 4, five times we read it. Today, if you hear his voice, it's our today. Today is a term of time. It's not eternity. The Son was not born in eternity. You can read it precisely when he was born. How the promise was given to Mary. You cannot stop astonishing, to be astonished how Satan twisted the head of the people. And then, brothers and sisters, let us thank the Lord that the Lord has opened our understanding for the scripture. Let us read it once again as it is written here. You who are kept by the power of God, not in our own power, by the power of God, through the faith, unto salvation, kept, we are kept, ready to be revealed in the last time. This word is directly addressed to us in our time. And by grace, we are kept. The word doesn't go in and out, there and here and there, but I can really say it for the glory of God here. In all the 70 years, not one time, I left the narrow way. Also in my hard trials and in the proclamation since 1952, not a single time I preached something which I had to take back. No. From the very beginning, I just preached the holy, precious Word of God. And the Word accomplishes for what it was sent for. Please, keep this in mind, the Word. You who are kept by the power of God through faith, kept from all errors, kept from all heresies, kept from everything what can separate us from God, kept by grace, kept by the faith which the Lord has given into our hearts. And we may say here, the Word has become a living revelation to us. Nothing needs to be interpreted anymore. Then we read on, verse 12. Of the men of God. Verse 12. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us They did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost. Preached the gospel unto you by the power with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Which things the angels desire to look into. Can it be said more clearly? Can it be said more powerful? The men of God in the Old Testament, by the Spirit, they preached. They prophesied what would take place. And in the New Testament, they have shown how that, what the men of God spoke by the anointing and influence of the Holy Ghost, what they prophesied, this, then the men of God in the New Testament, they placed under the same anointing, under the same revelation of the same Holy Spirit. They preached. And all that is addressed to us now, who we now arrived at the end of the time of grace, and who have recognized the day and hour and the message and the messenger. Then it continues. Verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be offered unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Just very mighty. What is being said to us? Just briefly. What is being said to us here? A summary of that what has become precious to us. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace. Whereupon could you put our hope, you and I, alone upon the grace which was given unto us? And time and again, we can say it anew, beloved brothers and sisters, if already Moses, before the Lord God, he could say, to whom you give mercy, on whom you have mercy, on whom you have compassion, on him you have compassion. And if we found grace before God, then he lets us know his ways. He lets us know his promises. Then there's no resistance in our hearts, but there's an inner agreement to it. And also, brothers and sisters, that we not only speak of the message which foreruns the second coming of Christ, but rather that we speak of the experiences of salvation which we all made personally with our Lord. We have to make them. That we really make a correct beginning, starting on the narrow way which leads to life. That we leave the broad way, leaving it absolutely, entering the narrow gate, the straight gate, walking on the narrow way which leads to life. That all the worldly things, that you just put it off, that we leave it behind us, and that we walk toward our goal, that we know that by grace we will reach it. May all, really all, this is my heart's desire, may all make their personal experiences of conversion to Christ, having the assurance of being saved, that they're 100% sure, I am redeemed. The blood was shed for me. And also for this we can be grateful. The blood is still on the mercy seat. It's still the time of grace. Still, we may come to the Lord to ask for forgiveness. Sometimes one hears how captivities, bondages are there still, which don't belong into a life of a believer. There belongs the word, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We are still on the earth, yes, but as our Lord said, you are not of this world, as I am also not of this world. Who of us, also you young people, who of us would still go to dancing, for dancing, or here and there, to worldly lusts? This is impossible. No. God has led it in such a way that there was a transformation in us. It took place. And that we know where we belong and where we are at home. Not there where earthly desires and lusts are, but there where God's holy word is preached and where the grace of God can experience every time anew. This is just necessary. Brothers, sisters, I really want that all who hear God's word from my mouth, that they really believe it. And if Brother Branham has said so many times, he asked the question so many times, do you believe that I am God's prophet? Do you believe that I am God's servant? And then the miracles took place. Let us say it very honestly. You believe that there is a divine commission given, and that the Lord, that what he said in the last 55 years worldwide, it was confirmed. And also as Brother Branham has said, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of the food. Whoever does not believe that a divine call and commission took place, he will come in vain here. He will have nothing of it. We are convinced to be gathered in the presence of God, that we, by the commission of God, have preached the revealed, holy, precious Word of God. And that this Word accomplishes in all who believe it for what it was sent for. Let us say it, not for my sakes, but all who stay in Krefeld, who came until 1979, and then they're driving here, passing by, laughing, and they think whatever they want, and all are on their own ways. They made God a liar. They denied God's commission. And then, what comes then? Then came their own teachings. And then come splits. No. God has led it in such a way that the revealed word is preached in the divine commission, pure and holy, into all the world. It was carried. And all brothers worldwide, they don't need to mention my name at all. They just need to remain in the Word and only preaching what they can preach from the Bible. And then everything is fine. To the Lord God be the thanks, brothers and sisters, that we can experience this last portion so directly we can witness and experience it. Also today, the thought came to me. As Moses has received the commission as he carried out, so also Joshua received the commission and he carried it out. How is it in our time? As Brother Branham received the commission, so it is now being carried out. Now, before the second coming of Christ. And whoever finds grace in the sight of God, and whoever has an ear to hear, he will hear, and he will be gratefully receiving what the Lord has given to us by his grace. And here, in the Peter, verse 18, it's written, 1 Peter 1, verse 18, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Not with gold and silver, but with the precious holy blood of the Lamb of God, with the blood of the new covenant. And God made a new testament. We wrote about it, and we said many things about it. Here we have it, the certificate, the document of the New Testament Church. And everything what is believed and what is being taught, everything is written here. Nothing must be added. Nothing. Oh, how grateful should we be. Not in a seminar, not in a high school, but as our Lord said, whoever is taught in the kingdom of God, and we thank the Lord God for his holy and precious word, which we received by faith. Now here, the verses from 22, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Is this like this already with us, brothers and sisters? Is it really a pure love, unfeigned brotherly love, and general love, as written here, and the word obedience should be underlined here. It should be emphasized here. Obedience. Because that's how it is written here. Seeing that ye have purified your souls in the obedience. There's no other way. Unbelief and disobedience belong together. Faith and obedience belong also together. And that we by faith and by obedience, we just have been corrected and brought on the right way. And we may trust the Lord who makes all things well. Then love one another with a pure heart fervently. Love one another with a pure heart fervently. Then, verse 23, ye are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, namely by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Not you will, you are. You accepted what God has given to you in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not of corruptible seed, but born again of incorruptible. The seed is the word of God. Born again by the living word, which liveth and abideth forever. Thanks be to our Lord. Thanks be to our God. Do you all believe that you are born again? Amen. As we said last time of our brother Kasimir, he said, every time when I prayed, he said, I receive it. Do you receive it? Brothers and sisters, receive it and thank the Lord for it so that it becomes a reality and is being manifested as it is written here. Born again by the incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. The seed. And we received the seed. And every seed brings forth after its own kind. Now just the two verses. 24. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And now comes the most mighty statement. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. Blessed and praised be our Lord. We just pass on what we received from the Lord, the precious and holy word. And so, as our Lord and Savior was the promised seed from Genesis 3, to him is the promise, as Paul has written it to the Galatians, he, the seed, he, the word, and the divine seed was sown into us. We received the everlasting word, and the word brought forth the new divine life in us by grace. Firstly, the forgiveness of sins. the justification by faith, that we find peace with God, that there's no condemnable, nothing condemnable is here anymore. And then the finding out that we are born again unto a living hope by the seed of God, by the eternal word of God. Out of this reason, we testify and we preach only that what is written in the Bible as the word of God. And as sure as the bridegroom was the word manifested in the flesh, so sure the bride in which the word for this time is manifested, and we are a part of that, what God is doing right now. Let us remain in the Word. Let us abide in the will of God. Let us be obedient, and the Lord will give grace to it, that we experience our preparation in reality by His grace. And that we are ready at the return of the Christ, that we don't have to draw back, but that we are ready with the Lord to enter with the Lord into glory. May God bless us all. Amen. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Do the two sisters have a song? Perhaps Brother Ernst and Sister Ursula have also a song, perhaps. Yes, also our brother from Brussels. We're just here. We're gathered internationally. And it's good if we sometimes hear songs in other languages. To the Lord be the thanks.
Ja. Mein Gott, ja.
Herr, in dieser Zeit, wo die Hölle voll wohnt,
Lord, in this evil time,
und die Sünde fallen,
where hell breaks loose, there's all every sin,
da bewahre du mich doch
there, please keep me.
Unter dem Blut.
Keep me, Lord, under the blood.
Lass mich sein ein Licht in der Welt.
Let me be the light in the world.
Ich bitte
I pray
neues
for a new experience with you, O Lord.
Durch dich
only through you I will be a victor.
Und gib mir deine Kraft,
give me your power
and
reveal yourself anew to me.
Hüll mich in deine Gnade,
and veil me into your grace.
W czasie tym, gdy piekła tak zroży się gniew,
this is Polish.
I gdy grzech zastawia mi się, nie w tym świecie Twoja ochrania mnie krew. Ty przeze mnie światłem swym świeć. O nowe z Tobą, Panie, przeżycie proszę Cię. Zwycięzcą
I pray for a new experience with you, O Lord.
Więc daj mi nowy
only through you I will be a victor.
Na nowo objaw się, racz mocy swej łaski
fail me into your grace.
Für zur ersten Liebe, o Herr,
bring me back to the first love, Lord.
Gib mir ein zerbrochenes Herz.
Give me a broken heart.
Reiß von allem irdischen los meinen Sinn.
Let my mind be not on earthly things, Lord. my eyes shall be on the way to heaven. I pray for a new experience with you, Lord. Only through you I will be a victor. And give me your power and reveal yourself anew to me. Veil me into your grace.
Do miłości pierwszej zwróć, Panie, mój krok.
Polish.
I skruszone serce mi daj. Od doczesnych złud wszystkich odwróć mój wzrok. Prowadź drogą mnie w niebios kraj. O nowe z Tobą, Panie, przeżycie proszę Cię. Zwycięzcą tylko w Tobie śmiem być. Więc daj mi nowych sił, mnie na nowo objaw się. Racz w mocy swej łaski mnie skryć. I śpite u mój nowy.
I pray for a new experience with you. Through you I will be a victor. And give me your power and reveal yourself anew to me. Veil me into your grace.
Amen.
Amen. This is our desire. Now we sing together, Just As I Am. But before we sing, let me ask whether some are in our midst who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord. That you feel that something is not yet as it should be. If the Lord has spoken to your heart, just feel free. Come while we are singing, Just As I Am. Come, we will pray with you. We will trust the Lord, and He will make all things well. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. And that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Once again. Just as I am. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Our Lord speaks today. Whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. And all who came to him, they received the forgiveness of their sins. They received healing for their bodies. And today, the Lord is the same, even in our midst. This we're not just saying, this is so. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, look here now. Can you believe that the proclamation, which is now going forth worldwide in the direct divine commission, that by this the fulfillment takes place, what God has ordained for this period of time, before our eyes it comes to fulfillment, that we're not playing religion, but that what God promised for this time, that we really believe it. And also, the brother shall hear it once again. As sure as the Lord descended in the supernatural cloud with a mighty rushing wind, and then with a mighty voice, it said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. This is the promise of God for this period of time before the return of Jesus Christ. Please believe with all your heart that your redemption and your forgiveness took place. As sure as our Lord died on the cross of Calvary, shedding his blood, and then with his own holy blood, as the high priest, he entered the most holy place, putting it upon the Ark of the Covenant, upon the lid of the Ark of the Covenant. In the Ark of the Covenant was the law which condemned us all of us. It condemned us, because thus it is written, whoever trespasses one of the commandments is guilty of all the commandments, because the same Lord it is who has given all the commandments. But right there, upon the lid of the Ark of the Covenant, there the blood of the new covenant was applied. The condemnation is no more here. The forgiveness is given to you and to all of us freely. And please receive it today with all your heart and with all your soul. Accept it. And then you will see it in your life. It will be manifested. And you will look back unto this day, and with joy you will say, this is the day which the Lord has made for me. This is your today. Your today. Today, if you hear his voice. And we together heard it. Are there special prayer requests, difficulties, bondages with things which you cannot stand with? We will pray now that the Lord does all things. Perfect redemption, perfect deliverance. Because thus it is written, and this we believe with all our hearts and with all our souls. Now let us pray together. Please, all of you, please pray now. Pray after me. Beloved Lord, we are coming into your presence. We are coming just as we are, and we bring you our lives, and we ask you for grace, for forgiveness. Be merciful to me. Give me forgiveness. Give me deliverance. Give me grace and salvation. Let it be manifested, beloved Lord. Please pray now. Pray. Call upon the name of the Lord. And you will be saved. You will receive forgiveness. Because thus it is written. And thus it will take place. Hallelujah. 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 Praise, honor, and glory. Praise, honor, and glory. Adoration and worship. Hallelujah.
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 Praise be to God. Praise be to our God. Oh, the peace of God, which is higher than all the understanding of the people, is so nigh to us. It comes upon us. Do you feel it? The peace of God, the grace of God, it can be felt, it can be experienced. God is present. Hallelujah. Receive the forgiveness. Receive the deliverance. Receive what God promised to you.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise, honor, and glory be to our God from eternity to eternity. Beloved Lord, I thank you for all my brothers, for all my sisters, and in particular, for all the youth who have obeyed your call. They have come to you, and may now the peace of God, which is higher than all the understanding of the people, may this peace come into your heart and into your soul. That you leave this place in the assurance, I am pardoned by God. My sins are forgiven. I am free. I am free. Christ gave me the life, the eternal life. Believe that the Spirit of God comes upon the word which you received, and that you are born again unto a living hope by the power of God. By the power of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now just you need to sing the chorus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Be praised.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let us sing.
Hallelujah.
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 Be praised.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord has blessed us. Once again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
And all the people said, Amen. And all who were not yet baptized, tomorrow you have the opportunity after the service to be baptized. God has really taken care for everything, that we have this building, that we can preach the word, that the technique is here, and that all the world can join us, can also listen and experience with us. And may all, whether in Australia, New Zealand, whether in Canada, USA, wherever, on whichever continent, may all participate in that, what God is doing right now. To him alone be the glory throughout all eternity. Let us sing once again. Hallelujah. Be praised.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Be praised.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Be praised.
The Lord has blessed us. And the favorite chorus of Brother Branham, I love him, I love him.
Love him, I love him, because he first loved me, has purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary.